Hello, fellow food lovers, and welcome back to Simple Recipe Box. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to guide you through the delightful world of home cooking. Today, we're diving into a game changer in the world of burgers, the Trill Burger Sauce. So, grab your aprons and let's get saucy. Ever bite into a burger and wonder what's missing? Often it's not the beef or the bun, but the sauce that really sets a burger apart. That's why today, we're unlocking the secret to making your burgers extraordinary with our Trill Burger Sauce recipe. Let's start with what you'll need. It's simple: mayonnaise, ketchup, yellow mustard, sweet pickle relish, white wine vinegar, garlic powder, onion powder, paprika, and of course, salt and pepper. Quality ingredients are key here, folks. Opt for the best you can find to really enhance those flavors. Now let's mix it up. In a medium bowl, combine a half cup of mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons of ketchup, and a tablespoon of yellow mustard. Stir these together until smooth. Next, add 2 teaspoons of sweet pickle relish and 1 teaspoon each of white wine vinegar, garlic powder, onion powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of paprika. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Here's where the magic happens. Mix everything until it's perfectly blended. This sauce should have a beautiful creamy texture with a tangy kick, balanced by the subtle sweetness from the relish and spices. Pro tip: let your sauce sit for about an hour before serving. This allows the flavors to meld together beautifully. Serving this sauce is easy. Slather it on your burgers or dip your fries in it for an extra touch of flavor. And if you're wondering about storage, just pop it in an airtight container and it'll keep in the fridge for up to a week. And there you have it. With this Trill Burger Sauce, your burgers are no longer just good, they're gourmet. Impress your friends at your next barbecue and watch as everyone asks for your secret. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Recipe Box. Join me next week when we tackle another culinary challenge. Until then, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and enjoy every bite. Bye for now.